Welcome to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I am your host, Hannah Davis from Cookeville Regional Medical Center. And with me today is Debbie Baker, Director of the Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation Program at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. And we're going to be talking about life after a heart attack. So welcome, Debbie. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you. I want to thank you for inviting me. You know how much and passionate I am about talking about heart care. So
yes,
thank you.
Absolutely. We are excited to have you here. And Debbie, before we get started, tell me a little bit about yourself and what is the cardiac program? What is this cardiac and pulmonary rehab program?
Okay. I am a registered nurse and I have been one for 41 years. I have always worked with critical care patients, mostly heart patients, lung patients, and in a trauma center. That has been my passion the whole time. Currently, as the director of the Cookeville Regional's Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehab, I have been here for 13 years.
Yeah.
And I very much love my job, my staff, and the encounters that I get every day for the patients. It's very much a benefit for me, not just for them.
That's awesome.
And their families. And that's what makes me go to work every day.
Yeah. So tell us, what is the cardiac and pulmonary? Like, what is that?
It is a medically supervised program. Patients do require to have a referral from their physician. We follow all Medicare guidelines, and pretty much those patients who've had any type of a heart event, such as a heart attack, if they've had what we call a stent in their heart artery, or if they've had a balloon procedure in the artery, if they've had what some people refer to as open heart surgery, which could be either a bypass graft to one of the arteries, or if they've had a repair or replacement of one of the valves in the heart. We do take care of patients pre and post heart transplant, as well as lung transplant patients. We don't do those at our facilities. Those are usually at universities. Like, we work a lot with Vanderbilt, with Duke University, and other facilities that do those transplants. We care for the patients prior and post. Also for patients who have congestive heart failure, if they have certain regulations they have to meet. And also for the newest thing is peripheral arterial disease, have trouble with blood flow in the legs, preventing them from being active and having pain.
Absolutely. That's become a big thing in the recent years. Yeah. So it's no surprise that many people probably feel scared or confused or overwhelmed after having a heart attack. Yeah, I know you see those people every day. A heart attack, it's a life-changing event. It's definitely. So what do you see in most of your patients when they come to cardiac rehab after a heart attack?
A large percentage of them, overall, they're just thankful to be alive.
Absolutely.
Honestly, some of them have experienced very much a life and death situation. They're very frightened. They still have a lot of unanswered questions and uncertainties about what's going to happen to them at this point. Are they going to be able to go back to work? You know, how is this going to have an impact on their family as well as their own well-being? Getting back into doing the things that they're used to doing. Anytime you have something that disrupts a change in your life, it is very difficult and challenging psychologically.
Well, I can't imagine what it is like having a heart attack, but they say after a first heart attack, most people can go on and live long, productive lives. However, about 20% of patients age 45 and older will have another heart attack within the first 5 years of their first heart attack. That's pretty crazy. Would you say that maybe the cardiac rehab program is part, if they enroll in the program and they complete it, I mean, do you feel like cardiac rehab is a part of the preventing another heart attack?
Absolutely. It is probably one of the most valuable assets out there for patients with heart disease. And unfortunately, nationwide, not so much in our facility here, we feel we have a very good compliance of patients coming when they're referred to us. But overall, nationwide, it's not utilized as well as it should be. And that's a big national push right now, is to get patient awareness out there and get them knowledgeable. So that's why I really appreciate you having me come into this program.
Absolutely.
A lot of times patients don't realize the resources that are out there for them. And we know studies have showed that patients who've had a heart event, that if they come to a cardiac rehab facility, then they have a 45% decreased risk of even potentially having another event or death from another event.
That's amazing.
And at least, you know, a 30 to 35% less chance of being readmitted back into the hospital for any other thing related with their heart or blood pressure. It's a way for us to help manage that patient's care along with their instruction and care from their physician. We work as a team together, helping them stay compliant with their medications. That's one of the biggest reasons that most patients go back in the hospital, mm-hmm. is a lack of understanding of their medicines, of the importance of taking them, or maybe even the financially being able to afford them.
Yeah.
So these are things that we're looking for in these patients right from the very beginning. So what can we do to help them to see the importance of being with us and staying with us? Blood pressure management,
yeah.
blood sugar management.
And seeing the change, seeing that it makes a difference in their life.
Absolutely.
Especially after an event like a heart event that is life-changing and knocks them off their feet for a little bit.
Absolutely. And it's not just for the patient. It's for the family or whoever their
significant other is. Absolutely.
It includes everyone in the process, not just the patient. And we want to include family. That's
Absolutely.
Very important for us, whether it's education or even just being there and watching their family member going through this.
Yeah. The family is absolutely, I mean, they are just as impacted by this event as the patient, I mean, in different ways. And so the fact that you advocate for them is wonderful. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. We are here with Debbie Baker, Director of the Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation Program at Cookeville Regional, and we are discussing what life looks like after a heart attack. So cardiac rehab is a big part of the recovery process. So tell us what you do at Cardiac Rehab to help patients after they've had a heart attack or in a heart event.
Right. Our program, whether it's for whatever has brought them there, whatever their physician has deemed them necessary for to be there, our program is consisting, basically, we bring a patient in and we will do a complete assessment with them. And one thing that's very unique about us is they'll have a one-on-one with a nurse for about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Wow.
This is not just a very quick thing. We take the time to really get to know that person. We want to help alleviate the fears that they're having, answer some of their questions. We know that when patients are in the hospital, they receive a lot of education. It's not that they're not given the tools that they need. It's just so overwhelming to them. So many people in and out of the room, and they're so frightened, and again, of the unknown. It's not the best place for them to learn. That's why it's significant for them to come to us. Once we get them in our program, they can spend up to 36 visits with us, and each visit is at least an hour to an hour and a half from that point on. So we get to know them, we get to know their family, what they do at home, what their likes and dislikes are, and how we can best help them. It becomes a very individualized care.
Which is fantastic. Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot of things that are very similar to patients who've had an event, but yet they're all individual. They all have their own story to tell. They all have individual fears that need to be conquered, and they need somebody to help them journey through this. And that's what our staff is there to help them
with. Just to talk through this process.
Absolutely.
And as well as learning to rehab yourself back to health.
That's right.
It's good that you have both aspects. What are some of the bigger fears you find in patients as they're recovering from the heart attack?
Well, probably the biggest thing is just the fear of that this is going to happen again.
Yeah. I can't imagine. Yeah.
If it happens again, you know, will it be the same? Will I have the same kind of symptoms? You know, mm-hmm. is it... something that I just, there's so much I don't know about and they're afraid to ask. And sometimes it's not just a fear of asking. They don't know what to ask.
Yeah, that's true.
They really don't. So that's why they need somebody to help them. So our focus is really on secondary prevention. We want to help alleviate them going through this again. We know that some patients have a very high risk factor genetically, and they're more predisposition to having these events. But whatever we can do in their lifestyle, whether it's with, you know, their diet, whether it's with their medications, their activities at home, whatever we can do to help them see how they can get back to doing a lot of the things they like to do so that they psychologically feel productive.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
Go to work,
mm-hmm.
work my farm, work with my cattle, my animals, be able to go hunting.
Right.
You know, a lot of our gentlemen, they like to hunt. They want to go play golf. They want to be able to play with their grandchildren. They want to be able to take vacations and trips. And just knowing that those things can happen and we can help them to get back through that. Really, sometimes people think that our area of care is really, I've heard people use that term, it's a social club. And at first that used to offend me, but now really it doesn't, because honestly, the psychological benefits
of the social aspect,
they outweigh the other stuff. They really do.
Wow, that's awesome.
Because if you don't have that psychological benefit built in there for them to where they have that good self-esteem and they have a trust level and a comfort with their doctors and the people taking care of them, they will not do as well. They'll struggle more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very, very important to us, that by the time they leave us, whether they choose to stay in our wellness program or whether they choose to go somewhere else, that we have taught them these lifestyle changes that will help to benefit them and give them guidance on where to get those.
So you're not doing all this alone. I mean, the cardiac, you have a, you're a team oriented person, and knowing you, and this is truly a team of people treating at cardiac rehab and helping people get back to what they love after having a heart attack and just their normal life. So from physicians to pharmacists, everything that makes up cardiac, it's like a one-stop shop for people who have suffered from a heart event. So who are those team players that you guys have that help your heart patients?
Okay. We are actually located in the same building as the Tennessee Heart Physicians.
Yeah, okay, so the cardiologists.
We are the cardiologists. We are right below them. They actually oversee our program. Currently now, Dr. Cornell, he is our medical director. We follow all the regulations, Medicare regulations, but I think there's some things that make us really unique. I mean, we have a large staff of RNs who are all critically care-oriented. The least amount of length of nursing care is 12 years.
Wow.
So we have a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge. All of my staff have worked either in the cardiac cath lab, in the CVICU, the step-down cardiac unit, emergency room. Some work in the cath lab. Wealth of knowledge. And we tell our patients this because we want them to have a feeling of trust in us, that when we're there taking care of them and giving them guidance, that we do know what we're talking about and it is scientifically based. We have a pharmacist who's in our building 3 to 4 days a week that the patients can go to for consultation. It doesn't cost them or their insurance anything. This is very unique to our program. Most programs do not have that privilege. We have a dietitian that's there 1 to 2 days a week to do not only our group education, as our pharmacist does, but also individual one-on-one or with the patient and a family. We have monitor techs. We have respiratory therapists who help us with our pulmonary lung patients, our COPD patients, or any type of restrictive lung disease patients. And, of course, you know, our office staff, we couldn't do without them.
Yeah, so just a really good team of people.
Very much.
We will be right back with Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation Director Debbie Baker on News Talk 94.1. Hold on.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I am your host, Hannah Davis, and with me is Debbie Baker, Director of the Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation Program at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. We are talking with her about life after a heart attack and how the cardiac rehab program plays a role in the recovery of a heart attack. So, Debbie, the rehab program has grown over the years. Can you share how you all have grown? You mentioned earlier You guys have a dietitian on staff. That is something that was added on not too many years ago. So how has the program grown?
We average probably anywhere from 1,800 to 2,200 patient visits a month. We are very busy.
Yes.
And again, that is what you were talking about with the pharmacist, as well as a nutritionist on site. That makes us very unique, and that does draw patients into us. And I believe that our referrals that come from a far distance, the patients feel comfortable. They tell us, which I'm very proud of, that they hear word of mouth. Sometimes they'll choose to come to us versus a facility closer to them. I think that that's because of the word of mouth and the care that other people have received from us.
Yeah.
We have patients who will drive an hour to an hour and a half one way, 3 days a week to come. We value their time. And we want to make sure that when they are with us in our presence, that we're doing the best we can to give them what they need.
So there are people out there who've had a heart attack or had heart attacks, and they've never gone to rehab. Why do you believe this is, and how can you encourage them to look into it?
I think there's several main issues. One is just lack of knowledge, lack of understanding of the importance. And if somebody in the medical field isn't informing them of that, they just feel like, I'll be fine. You know, I work, I'll be at home, I do a lot of activities. But it's a different type of physical activity when you're in that organized program with the activity of the exercises, where you have a nurse overseeing you and monitoring your blood pressure. And we monitor your heart rhythm and your heart rate and your blood sugars. And all while this is going on, we're providing verbal education at that time. We checking their blood. We have them bring their machines in from home that they use.
Yeah.
So we can verify that those things are working as well. Another big thing is travel. It's distance.
Yeah.
There's a lot of patients who live out more in the rural areas. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of legislation now that we are actually trying to get those laws changed so that we can go out into the communities and have sites further away from the main hospital setting to meet the needs of the patients out there, to alleviate that travel for them and the time that it takes. We're actually working on that. And myself and one of my coworkers are actually going to the Day on the Hill in Washington, D.C. in a couple of weeks to meet with Senator Alexander and Senator Blackburn and all of our congressmen about these issues to make it easier for patients to obtain cardiac care without that distance. Travel, I mean, just the gas prices is very difficult for people, very much.
And so, you know, someone has a heart attack, they get referred to cardiac rehab, and you're this program that coaches them from exercise to nutrition to medication to just monitoring their blood pressure. You're helping them to get their feet on the ground after having something so life-changing, and helping them through. The program goes, I guess it depends, but 6 to 13, how many weeks? Is it individualized based on the patient, or is there a...
It is. The national standard, and most insurances follow Medicare regulations, and Medicare approves up to 36 visits. So anywhere from 12 to 18 weeks. Sometimes it may take some patients longer. If they live a far distance, you know, we encourage them to come 3 days a week. Sometimes 2 days a week is all that they can do because of that distance. We will be more than happy to work
just
that
something
around
to
with
get
them.
Moving to going to helping them recover and have the best possible outcomes after a heart attack.
Yes, and then teaching them what they can do at home on the days they're not with us. Because this is not just once the 36 visits are over, it's a done thing. This is a lifestyle change for them.
Yeah.
So we start in the very beginning setting goals for them. What are you going to do when you're finished here with us? How are you going to continue these changes? And what can we do to help you? When you live further away, sometimes we'll find other facilities that they can go and exercise with. Senior citizens groups.
Absolutely.
Whatever, just to get them out and have them to be active.
Yeah. Are there any misconceptions that may be out there about a cardiac rehabilitation program that you hear and you're like, that's not necessarily true, and this is why?
Well, I think for most people, when you say the word exercise, it doesn't always put a smile on their face. And it has a negative instead of a positive thought for a lot of people, if they're honest. So we try to alleviate that. And sometimes I don't even use the word exercise. I just say physically healthy activities.
Yeah.
Because they understand that. Then it attaches to their heart. This is to help your heart. And sometimes people just think that it's just basically they don't need it. But I think that's because they don't really understand what we have to offer.
Right.
When our patients come in and we tell them that we have education classes and, you know, it's mandatory, you need to come, they come because we tell them they have to. And almost every single person before they leave that room, number one, will thank us for taking the time, for providing the pharmacist and the nutritionist, the dietitian, everybody to be there because they've learned things that they had no idea. And they are so thankful. And they tell us that over and over again. And that's just a reassurance to us that we know we're doing the right thing.
You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. We are here with Debbie Baker, Director of the Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation Program at Cookeville Regional. And we're discussing what life looks like after a heart attack and how cardiac rehab plays a huge role in that. So I think it's funny, we've been talking about, misconceptions of, exercise. And I think, I don't think my dad would have a problem with me saying anything. My family, a lot of my family members have been through your program. Maybe I should look into my own health now. They're young. And I feel like my family, especially my parents, they've both been through it. And they're young. And you think, I don't need a program because I'm young and I can bounce right back. And to my dad's surprise, it was a little challenging when he went for his first visit or a couple of visits. And, he had to build back strength. So there is that misconception that I don't need it because I'm young and I'm strong enough to get through this. But after an event like that, your body has gone through so much and it does take time. So you working with patients to really see that, it's great. And he can get on to me later for bringing him up. So, we've talked about how the program has grown, the exercise, the physical aspect of it and what's available for patients. But let's go back and talk a little bit about the nutrition part of your rehab and why this component was added, why it was so important and why it is still important for your patients.
We all grow up in a certain culture wherever we're raised. Our families have either gardened or they just eat a certain way. And when we're children, we sit at the table and we eat what we're given. Not everybody focuses on the healthy aspects. Sometimes, understandably so, because they live within the means, financial means, and they do the best they can to provide. And some of it is just a matter of taste. It's what you like.
Right.
Your family's always eaten this way, so you eat this way. Mm-hmm. It's just like activities. You do the same as what you've grown up learning.
Yeah.
So changing someone's eating habits, and again, that word diet always has kind of that same connotation as exercise. It doesn't bring a smile on people's face.
Yeah.
It's more of a drudgery thing. And they come to us and they think we're just going to say, you can't have this, you can't do this. And that is not the approach. We try to teach them a well-rounded look at what they're eating. We don't try to take everything away from them. If I told you, you couldn't have what you like, you're not going to maybe even listen to anything else I'm going to say. So we take into account what they like and try to work that into their diet. We may tell them to do a little more moderation on some of those things. But not only do we not tell them what they need to stop eating so much of, like the fatty foods,
right?
A lot of the red meats. And their doctor may tell them they don't want them to eat that at all. We have to help them figure out how to do that financially and how to put that on the table. And that's where the family comes in.
Yeah.
Because it may not be the patient who's the one
family.
Shopping and the one cooking.
That's the family.
So
member.
It takes the whole dynamics to make that change, just like with smoking.
Thank you for being with us. And I know you said it earlier, a physician referral is how to get into the cardiac rehab program. Of course, they can, always contact the cardiac and pulmonary rehabilitation program at Cookeville Regional
through websites and phone numbers. And so thank you for being with us. Thank you for your passion to help these patients after heart events, because it is life-changing for them. Yes. So thank you.
Thank you very much for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. From all of us here at News Talk 94.1, we thank you for listening in. And thank you again, Debbie, for being here. This is Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I am your host, Hannah Davis, and we will see you back here next Thursday.